You know, falling under the...
I know a lot of things, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, this is an article written in MSN Lifestyle by Elizabeth Kiefer. And this is about 10 amazing responses to your office bully, which is the title, I might add.
Office bully?
Office bully, okay? And these are comments that she claims are inappropriate. And some of them, quite frankly, are... They go from one extreme to the other, but how is saying you're eating a salad good for you inappropriate?
Where? At the water cooler?
At the water cooler at someone's desk. You're in a conversation with someone. And
you cannot eat your salad at lunch period?
I have no idea. She's saying that this is not good because it's making people self-conscious. That's one of them that I don't figure that one out. And maybe because I am older, I got it. But the point is that... If you're saying, what do you, my point is, if you read through this list of 10 or 12 here.
I want to hear some of them.
So me and Liz had this great idea, which is, if you say that, the idea being
it's,
that.
It's basically Liz and I.
Thank you very much. Okay, but that they are using this to grab credit where credit may not be due. I'm surprised you could afford that is another one that you can't say anymore.
Well, that's rude to somebody.
Now, thank you very much. The rude is more important than the corporate nonsense. You wouldn't say that anyway. Okay?
No, not in good, polite company.
In polite company, of course not. Now, this is one I agree with. Can't wait to work late with you tonight. Now, depending upon that, how that's taken... That could be made, depending upon it, by a man or a woman. It doesn't say whether a man or a woman said it, okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd like to work with you at night, and I have done that because I get more work done between the hours of 6 and 6 than I do sometimes between 9 and 5, okay? Like to work with them to get that project done, but this is what she's claiming. You look exhausted, you can't say.
Sometimes, why not?
Well, she says here because it makes people feel uncomfortable that they're tired and that... what is that supposed to mean? But in this case, it means that maybe they're not actually feeling good.
How about
and you
this
can't
one?
Tell them that.
Okay, Carl, you look like a maudlin agglutination.
And I would say, okay, and let's go have a drink. Okay, here's one other one. You used to be my intern. Well, sometimes, what do you say to someone? Well, is it true? You used to be my intern, and in terms of an introduction, this young woman, this young man was my intern. You can't say that. It makes them uncomfortable. Puts them in their place.
But I would agree with that one. I think that, once somebody has moved on in a position that is above the one that would be an intern.
I got it.
Then you leave that alone. That's between the two of you.
And I got that. And here's one, like, you have pregnancy brain. Now, why would
What's
you...
What's that?
I have no idea why anyone would even bother saying that to someone. Pregnancy brain. What the heck does that mean? That's inappropriate. Of course it's inappropriate. I would never say that. But I guess my point to all this is that some of the examples that are being used here, how do you talk to a male or female at work without being inappropriate?
You don't talk. You text.
You text. Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much for cutting me right off at the pass.
I'm sorry.
That was going to be my punchline.
Oh, was it really?
Yes, it was.
I'm sorry.
Let's not talk. Let's text. Okay? And that's because there's no sense of there's a lack of communication. When you talk to people, and I had people that literally say, his office was next to mine. I was doing a consulting thing about 5 years ago, and he says, text me. I said, but you're sitting right next to me. You're 10 feet away. What am I going to text you for? Thank you very much. He said, well, I can respond. His quote was, I can respond better to the text. I said, what if we just talk to each other?
Well, therein lies the problem today about people's ability to communicate in simple declarative sentences with a thought behind them.
And that's where this comes from, okay?
Yeah.
This is what this young lady wrote, and she seems to think that's so extraordinarily important. Maybe it is, but for God's sake, how do you communicate with people if you're not talking to people?
Well, we've talked about this on and on this particular program, and that is the fact that nobody listens to what somebody is saying. And oftentimes I have lectured at journalism schools and at various places. where I would say to the young journalists who wannabes, I would say, listen, you may go in with a knowledge of your first question and what you want to ask, but listen to what the answer is. This is, and don't worry about the other questions that you've prepared, because the if you listen to what the interviewee is saying to you, your next question will come up.
Is right there. But you got to be listening first. You have to be listening.
Well, indeed. But you also have to be talking to begin with. And you know, this time I want you to take us all the way up to about 5:58. Go ahead.
5:58. Well, I'll keep on. I'll try very hard.
You got 15 seconds.
And this is called Sabatino. And there's 3 seconds.
No.
And there's Roland Smith across the way.
You have to keep going. No. See, he doesn't have it down yet, folks. He doesn't have it down. He has to realize that you have to stop right at the right time, like now.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugger joins Roger Maris as the only two players who've won the MVP twice, but aren't in the Hall of Fame. He was a 7-time All-Star and clubbed 398 homers in 18 big league seasons.
Deep right field, it is gone. A new home run high for Dale Murphy.
So, where is Dale Murphy now? Dale's faith and squeaky clean image carried into his post-baseball days. He spent 3 years as president of the Mormons' Boston Mission. Dale's written 3 books, including his autobiography, and he even considered a run for governor of Utah. Dale also started the I Won't Cheat Foundation to promote integrity and deter steroid use in young athletes.
To be the best athlete that you can be takes dedication, hard work, and there's no shortcuts. There's no bending the rules.
Dale Murphy. Still keeping it clean. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Rockstar secrets to a better life, career, and business. Start You Up Radio with Steve Jones.
It was the spring of 1966 when Van Morrison and his band Them played a 2-week residency at the Whiskey A Go-Go in L.A. A new local group opened up for them. The lead singer of that opening act watched and was fascinated with how Van Morrison moved on stage, wove poetry into music, and carried himself with recklessness. That singer's name? Jim Morrison, and his band was The Doors. Jim Morrison incorporated Van Morrison's moves and style into his own act, and within a year, The Doors would become one of America's great rock bands. You influence others. You can mentor, advise, guide, enlighten, and share. And you may never know how profound your influence might be.
For more, visit startyouupradio.com.
Get the IRS off your back with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. That's the wall difference. It's easy.
Call 1-800-719-5564.